Pokedex number 112. Ride On. The Way to Simbar. By Windskull. Read by Mistborn Hero. Summary. Alex needs to get to Simbar Island to continue his gym challenge. There's just one problem. He is a ground-type trainer, and his only Pokémon capable of learning Surf is spooked by deep water. In Alex's humble opinion, ground-type Pokémon were the best type of all. They understood the pure joy of digging in a sandbox, in coming home after a hard day's work covered in dirt. But there were problems with raising exclusively ground-type Pokémon, especially when on a gym challenge like he was. At the crack of dawn, Alex found himself on the Fusia City public beach. Pale rays of sunlight peeked over the horizon, tinting the spare clouds pink. Here and there, Krabby shuffled out on the sand, making for the ocean. And at the shoreline stood his Rhydon, Rhea. She glared out at the ocean, where the tentacle bobbed, their crystals flickering before they disappeared beneath the waves. A small wave crested and crashed on the beach, sweeping over Rhea's paws. The Rhydon flinched and retreated, growling at the receding water. Alex sighed. This was getting nowhere. At this rate, they would never make it to Simbar Island. He flopped back in the sand, weighing his options. Rhea was the only member of his team that could learn to surf. But she clearly wasn't over her last run-in with deep water. There was a ferry that could get him to Simbar, but he would have to come up with enough money to pay the fare, and that meant seeking out finds or picking up a local Orjav in Fusia City. His second option was to pick up a new team member, a water type that could carry him across the sea. But it could take weeks to get his new party member to trust him. Weeks that he would need to come up with food and resources for. Once again, money would become an issue. That only left Rhea. Picking up a fistful of sand, Alex watched the grains slip through his fingers. What was he supposed to do? A shadow fell over him. Rhea stared down at Alex, flicking her ears. She chuffed, nudging him. "Hey, girl," he said, sitting up. "Don't worry, I'm fine." She leaned down to brush her snout against his shoulder, and he, in turn, patted her just below her horn. "You don't have to learn surf if you don't want to. I'll figure something out." Rhea snorted, thumping her tail on the sand. Out of the corner of her eye, she watched the ocean waves. Alex could feel the tension in her body, wound up like a spring. But then, she let out a guttural growl, sweeping her tail across the sand. Spinning, she stumped back to the shoreline. As the water washed over her paws, she flinched, but then she trudged out further. A moment later, she was waist-deep in the surf. Alex scrambled to his feet. "Rhea, you don't have to do this. We can find another way." The end.